Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM, Shir number 146. That's by Spimi Shir for Men, Shir number 146. We're talking about the primary introduction of how Shalom Bayis works, which is to have the healthy perspective on your three relationships. In the last year, we talked about your relationship with yourself. Extremely important shir. I recommend you go back to it and listen to it again. And today we're going to talk about your relationship with Hashem. And then ultimately your relationship with your fellow man, which is primarily your wife. Now, regarding your relationship with Hashem, it's brought down, of course, Vahafta es Hashem alikecha. V'chal levavcha v'chal nashcha v'chal moedecha. You should love Hashem, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your resources. He quotes here the Kleisenberger Rebbe, who said, after, you know, when he lost everything in the war, I lost my entire family. I simply lost everything, but Hashem I did not lose. According to the Chazal, when three partners are creating a child, that is the Gimel Shutfim, a father, mother, Hashem. In a marriage, there's also three partners, a husband, a wife, Hashem. Just as ignoring your wife leads to trouble in marriage, ignoring Hashem's active role in your marriage also leads to many, many problems. You have to believe that Hashem is the main one, is the primary source, really the only source, ultimately, that has the influence on your marriage, and has what he can do about it to enhance your marriage. He's hidden. Paradoxically, he's everywhere, and he's hidden. He's not just the producer, he's the director. In every scene, whether we see him or not, he is in control of everything. It says, "Ein adam neikev etzboi milamata elim ki machriz naisa milmala." When you hurt your finger down here, it's because it was decreed above, this chol daf zayin of a beis. Now, while your wife does have free will, whether she'll react in anger or patience, let's say you forgot to pick up the milk at the store. Let's say that happened. You forgot to pick up your milk at the store. So you have to remember that Hashem determined you're forgetting to pick up the milk. Forgetting is not a conscious choice. You forgot. Hashem decided whether your wife by nature has a short fuse or a long fuse, whether she is more inclined to be irritable or not. It's Hashem that determined that. Hashem decided whether your wife had a stressful day and cannot tolerate one more glitch, or she had a calm day. Hashem is in control whether your two-year-old is throwing a tantrum for a cup of milk or not. Hashem is in control whether what happened 5 minutes before you walking in the door that determined her mood at the moment. Hashem is in control of all of that. So this idea of a husband that internalizes the principle of Ein Oid Milvadai, that there's no other power other than Hashem, then you will see Hashkacha Pratis behind everything that happens to you. I'll repeat that. A husband who has really internalized the basic concept of Ein Oid Milvadai, that there's no other power besides Hashem, will see a divine hand behind whatever happens to him. He will never be among the husbands who ask, "Did I marry the right woman?" He will never compare his wife to this mythical, make-believe wife that's always the height of serenity and always cheerful and tidy and always devoted 24/7 to their husband's wishes. He'll never complain about his bad luck. He'll rather understand that the first and second of the Aseres Adibris, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, I am Hashem, your God, Le'ilecha, there's no other power. That shows and it integrates in your mind and heart that Hashem alone controls everything that happens to you. Hashem deals the deck and we play as best as we could. And when you recognize Hashem as the source of what happens in this life and in your marriage, that leads a person to Hakaras HaTov, to gratitude, not the opposite. There are many, many people, unfortunately, that are faced with big difficulties and disappointments and losses, and they believe Hashem hates them. Especially when you are aware of your own failures, you may believe you're unworthy of Hashem bestowing upon you love and kindness. And instead of fulfilling the mitzvah, which he says twice in Shema, V'ahavta, to love Hashem, a person's relationship with Hashem is often adversarial or avoiding him. So here is the aside. This is something that you have to write down, keep an index card, remember it all the time. The key to loving Hashem, what is the key to loving Hashem? Is to feel loved by Hashem. Now, how do you overcome that obstacle of how Hashem, to feel that Hashem loves you? So there's a book that Rabbi Cheskel Seltzer here, the author, quotes, called Six Constant Mitzvahs, Constant Connection, by author Rabbi Yitzhak Coopersmith. And he talks about the prerequisites of loving Hashem. And the first prerequisite is to rid oneself of the negative feelings towards Hashem. So this is what he writes. Listen carefully. The foundation of our relationship with Hashem is actually dependent on our perceptions and feelings towards him. If we feel frustrated, angry, or resentful towards him, then that becomes the lens through which we relate to him. We project those negative feelings upon Hashem and mistakenly think that he's frustrated or angry or resentful towards us. You know, he brings this down with Moshe Rabbeinu when he sent out the spies. And Moshe said that they said, this is in Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Zayin, that they, you said that Besinas Hashem Oitzanu Oitzanu Mitzrayim. It's because Hashem hates us that he took us out of Egypt to deliver us in the hands of the Emorim to kill us and destroy us. Now, how could they say that Hashem hated him? So Rashi cites a Sefri that says like this, powerful comments. Really, Hashem loves you, but you hate him. What's in your own heart about your friend, you imagine that he has towards you. So the Jewish people were resentful of Hashem. So because they were resentful, they perceived HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being resentful of them. So in order to have that emotional capacity to feel Hashem's love for us, we need to look deep inside ourselves and check for any anger and resentment we may have towards him. And he doesn't say it here, but Rabbi Jacobson talks a lot about it, others, that very often we use an authority, unhealthy figure. It could have been a parent, it could have been a overbearing teacher, Rebbe, or whatever it may be, someone in our lives that was an authority figure, and we equate that authority figure with God and attribute attributes of that authority figure to God erroneously, which creates that distortion. And we have to undo that immature aspect of that distortion. The Vilna Gaon defines the purpose of life of the soul for a tikkun, to fix midos. That's the ikar tachlis, and challenges are meant to build us. So we have hard tests, but it's out of love. Hashem presented Avram 10 nisyonos. Did he hate Avram? Of course he didn't hate him. He loved him with an absolute unbelievable love, and the test brought out potential to bring potential to reality. If we view life's challenges, as nisyonos, not as punishments, like a trainer for a potential Olympic athlete, so he pushes human beings, Hashem, to manifest their highest potential. So Hashem causes pain, but human beings cause the suffering because we mistakenly interpret pain as being hurtful when it's meant to be helpful. That's the Kol Man Da'avad Rachman L'Tav of it. It takes work. No one's saying it's always easy. So that's one requisite, to recognize, to feel the love of Hashem towards you, that Hashem loves you, and to really believe that. The second prerequisite of loving Hashem is Hakaras HaTov, gratitude, recognizing the good. Even in a difficult life, all the thousands and thousands of positive, beautiful things that he does for you. Psychologists causes this, talks about this tendency, the negative bias, the negativity bias. According to brain science, people have 1,000 thoughts of a day, 80% of it are negative. The negative experiences by nature override the numerous positive experiences. The way one brain researcher said is that our brains are like Velcro for negativity, meaning we bind to that. Teflon, which means it draws it out, repels it with a positivity. For example, you get a stomach virus and you missed an important event because of your stomach virus. You feel bummed out and that bummed out feeling that you missed that important meeting because of a stomach virus will stick to you like Velcro. But the gratitude of a perfectly functioning digestive system 99% of the time will be removed from your consciousness. So how often are you grateful, as an example, that your stomach breaks down your food into 35,000 digestive glands, or that your liver purifies 190 gallons of blood a day, or that your kidneys filter 100 types of waste from your blood, or that your small intestines is lined with 5 million special cells that absorb the nutrients of your food? All this we need to learn Shaar Bechina to really recognize this. A week after you recover, you'll feel frustrated and bitter that you missed the event, and no awareness of the appreciation of Hashem's bigger picture of keeping your digestive system running. The Chai V'Salvavis asserts that Betachin and trust in Hashem is predicated on 7 basic conditions that makes us worthy of our absolute trust of Hashem, that only Hashem could fulfill these conditions. So we're going to go through these. Kedai to learn the Chai V'Salvavis when he talks about these things. But here is 7 affirmations of Hashem's love of us. Number 1, to believe that Hashem loves me more than anyone else in the world can possibly love. He, Hashem, number 2, as a sustainer of the universe, cannot be distracted or lose sight of you. His love for me is constant, is uninterrupted. Number 3, that Hashem, as sustainer of the universe, has the power to give me anything I want and anything I need. He has the power to do it all. Number 4, as a supervisor of the universe, knows exactly what's best for me. And he understands me. And he knows better than I do what ultimately is my best interest. Number 5, that Hashem, the supervisor of the universe, has taken care of me since birth, really pre-birth, in your mother's womb, and has already given me far more than anything I could possibly request. Number 6, that there's no other power in the universe on which to rely. No one can interfere with my success or cause me harm. Only Hashem, the sustainer of the universe, can grant me success and alleviate my troubles. Number 7, like a loving father, Hashem, the creator and supervisor of the universe, generally gives me what I need if it is ultimately good for me, and not only what I strictly deserve on the base of merit, even whether I'm worthy or not. So a husband, again, we're going to ask the same question. What does this have to do with marriage? Everything. It has everything to do with marriage. Because when a husband recognizes Hashgacha Pratis, the divine hand, in both the major events of your life and the minor events of your life, and you trust Hashem's love for you, of you, that he loves you implicitly, then you will handle those challenges in marriage with a greater calmness and an inner fortitude. You'll be grateful to Hashem and to your wife for all the good times, and you will rarely get angry at Hashem or your wife when you're confronted with problems. And that is so important. The love of Hashem, and again, we people have a complex relationship. It's okay. We're human beings. We feel tsar. We bring out the tsar. There's a way to express your pain to Hashem when you need to, when you're overwhelmed and you talk to Hashem. But again, to repeat that, the 2 requisites. Number 1, the key to loving Hashem is to feel loved by Hashem. You need to feel that you're worthy and loved by Hashem, and then you'll love him back. And of course, Hakaras HaTayiv, gratitude of all the good that he does for you, will have you feel that love. And ultimately, his love will shine back to you. You feel his love towards you, you'll be able to mekayem the mitzvah of ahavta, loving him back. And with that ahavas Hashem, it leads to a beautiful marriage of loving your wife. You cannot love yourself or your wife if you don't love Hashem the right way. And in order to love Hashem, you need to feel that love. How do you feel that love? By getting rid of unhealthy negative distortions about Hashem, of recognizing Hakaras HaTayiv and those 7 conditions that we described just now. Bracha v'atzlacha.